Hello, everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to the captain of Team OHL for the 2019 CIBC Canada-Russia Series. Games start next week with the OHL stops from Thursday, November 7th in Kitchener and Monday, November 11th at London. But first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Guelph Storm goaltender Nico Dawes. He posted a 3-0 record last week with a 1.95 goals against average, 949 save percentage, and one shutout. Dawes is a returnee to the OHL champion Storm team and comes into this weekend leading the OHL in goals against average, save percentage, and shutouts. He's put up a very strong start to the season, originally Guelph's 7th round pick in the 2016 OHL priority selection. Staying in the Midwest Division, and the Owen Sound Attack have been off to a strong start to this season. Even despite an overtime loss on Wednesday night against the Flint Firebirds, the Attack came into this weekend's play leading the Midwest. Helping them is Parry Sound native Aiden Dudas. After 13 games this year, he had 21 points, and he will be the team captain for Team OHL at the 2019 CIBC Canada-Russia Series coming up with games starting next week. I talked to Dudas earlier this week, and we chatted about the start of the year and looking forward to playing for Team OHL.
Yeah, I think we have a good blend of veteran and young players, and I think from coaching staff all the way down, I think we have a really, really strong team. And I think the first few games we surprised a few teams, and now we got our name out there, and I think there's going to be no more surprising. Every team's going to come play us as hard as they can every night. So it's going to be a challenge for us to keep this up, but I think we have the coaches and the team to do so.
One thing that jumped out to me looking at your numbers is the fact that you guys have been pretty stingy defensively, not allowing a whole lot of goals. Has that been one of those cases where everybody has bought in?
Yeah, I think, starting from our goalie, Matt Guzda, he's had, a really, really good start to the year. And, ever since he came in when he was 16, we all knew he was going to be a good goalie in this league. And I think this is, his breakout year, and he's really starting to prove why he's, going to be one of the best goalies in this league. And I think, team defensively-wise, we're playing really smart. Really smart hockey, and I think our defensive core is big and strong and very defensive. So from the goalie out to our team defensive play, I think we're all playing really well.
I think you kind of hinted at it off the bat too, that maybe after the roster turnover last season, and so obviously some new guys or guys that now maybe were lower on the depth chart getting more of a chance, maybe a little feeling of like, hey, let's go out and prove some people wrong this year, when maybe people had sort of overlooked us a little bit after, the way junior hockey goes with the roster turnover.
Yeah, I think coming into this year, not a lot of people thought much about the Owen Sound Attack. And, obviously losing guys like Suzuki and Dursey and Phillips and Hancock, it's obviously tough for an organization. But I think bringing in younger players and some more picks, you can really start to rebuild for the future. And I think it was a quick turnaround for us, and not a lot of people expected the turnaround to be that quick. So we surprised a lot of teams at the start, but I think there's going to be no surprising anymore.
This is your fourth season in the Ontario Hockey League. Is time flying by?
Yeah, for sure. I think feels like yesterday where I was 16 and, my captain was Santino Santorami, and, we had a great team, and now, it's kind of flip-flopped a little bit where I'm one of the veteran guys and, looking at guys like Denny Gour on my team that are 16, and it's crazy how time flies and how much you learn and go through, but it's been a lot of fun.
What sort of things did you learn from the vets when you came in that now you can pass along to the younger guys about just coming into the Ontario Hockey League and being an OHL player day in and day out?
I think the biggest thing when I was 16 was, the focus you have to have coming in every day. You got to do the workout that's up on the board every single day, and you got to get your mind focused for practice, because especially when you're 16, if you're not focused, then if your mind isn't focused, it's going to lead to, bad hands and bad feet. So it all starts with the mind and coming in prepared every day to, learn, take everything in, and, just enjoy the process.
Next week, you'll be part of Team OHL. You'll be the captain of Team OHL for the CIBC Canada-Russia games, the one in Kitchener and the one in London. Look ahead to that. I know you've got some Owen Sound Attack work to do before that, but once you get a chance to join the guys there, take me through what that experience is going to be like.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great experience. It's always fun, getting to play with guys you, always played against. And it's going to be a tough game against Russia. They're always, big and strong. And but I know I'm looking forward to it, and I know, the rest of the guys are really looking forward to it as well.
When you get together with some of the guys from around the league, and guys obviously you've gotten to know over the years, but I've got to think when you first get together for that first practice or anything like that, there's a little bit of maybe talking about some of the battles along the boards when you play each other and maybe a couple chirps that happened on the ice, and now you can be friends for a couple of days?
Yeah, for sure. Some of the guys on this team, on the Canada team, are pretty chippy when they play, so it's funny to, see how they are on the ice against you, and then to go in the dressing room and how nice they are in the dressing room. It's really cool how that works with hockey, how you can just flip a switch when you go on the ice and then flip a switch when you get back in the room. So it's so fun going to things like this, and I'm really looking forward to it.
That was Aiden Dudas of the Owen Sound Attack, who is a draft choice of the Los Angeles Kings. Here is a look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. The Oshawa Generals are the top OHL club, as they are number 3 in the nation. The Owen Sound Attack are number 8. The Flint Firebirds 10. And two OHL clubs receiving honorable mentions this week, the Peterborough Petes and the Windsor Spitfires. Once again, a reminder, the 2019 CIBC Canada-Russia series gets underway next week. It starts out in the Quebec League on Monday, and then the OHL stops are next Thursday, that's November 7th in Kitchener, and then Monday, November 11th at London. You can check out all the action from the 2019 CIBC Canada-Russia series on Sportsnet. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.